שלום עליכם.
עליכם שלום.
שלום עליכם.
עליכם שלום.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
We know how to say that yet? Let's try that. Assalamu.
Assalamu.
Alaikum.
Alaikum.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Aleichem.
Aleichem.
Peace be with you. My name is Lynn Gottlieb. I'm a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, I think they say that. And I've been asked to offer this benediction. I'm wearing a banner across here that says no nuclear weapons. And it comes from the time that I went on the Atomic Mirror Pilgrimage across the United States with the Myoji Buddhists and others to give witness in 1995 to the 50th commemoration of the dropping of the first nuclear weapon on a civilian population, and that was Hiroshima. And we traveled, we followed the footsteps of the bomb from my home state of New Mexico on July 14th, where it was first tested. And New Mexico is, as we used to say, the place which has nuclear weapons from the cradle to the grave. Because like Livermore, it's where the lab created these weapons, where they were tested, where the uranium is mined from the earth and has terribly impacted indigenous communities in New Mexico, where it is stored in waste containments. And so that state, which is a colonized state, which has been colonized by the United States, is ground zero for nuclear weapons in the United States, perhaps more so than the Nevada test site. How many here have given a witness at the Nevada test site? Anybody go on the Atomic Mirror Pilgrimage? I'm just curious.
Part of it.
I want to just remember one piece of that story, because there's so many stories to share, and that is that when the bomb went off in Hiroshima, there was a young man who went to look for his parents to see if they survived. And he went to their bookshop. He found the bookshop. And if any of you have seen pictures, it was a wasteland. And you know, that bomb just took 48 seconds to drop. 48 seconds from falling to the sky until it hit the ground and destroyed an entire community. And he found flames of the books, and he took those flames and he gathered them up and he put them in a little lantern. And he took that lantern with the flame from Hiroshima to his aunt's house in the country. And there she put that flame on the altar, and it continued to burn. And the people heard about that flame, and they were moved by that flame, that the flame of Hiroshima was still burning. And so they took that flame and they brought it back to Hiroshima, and they put it in the Peace Parku, in a special place which you can visit today, which is a sanctuary where that flame will continue to burn until there are no more nuclear weapons on the face of this earth, until we have healed this planet. And so this flame became, for the people of Japan, as it has become for all of humanity, a sign that, like that flame, we will remain vigilant against these weapons until that flame is extinguished and the true flame the flame of spiritual awakening, the flame of our humanity, the flame of our compassion, the flame of our common sense rises up in every single human heart, and we step away from weapons of destruction and we simply let them fall into the ground. And may that ground heal us, may the water heal us, may the earth heal us, may the sky heal us, may we heal each other with our loving hearts. May this come to pass quickly in our day, and we say, Amen.